Hello and welcome to Team Operal Windsurfing Journeys podcast. My name is Hala Operal and with me I have my two sisters, Thea and Tuva.
Hello, so today we're gonna talk about Instagram versus reality.
So obviously Instagram is not the reality, and like if you take about 10 seconds of your life and check out our Instagram, you'll just see happy days, and like that's not the truth. Everyone have bad days, and we obviously look like a trash 80% of the time, if I can be honest.
Definitely true.
Like after we've been like sailing, and maybe we post some nice photos of our sailing, but after we go home, we look like trash, and we are not like like you see us on Instagram. And like everyone have bad days, right?
Yeah, so basically we're going to let you in more of the reality side of our life. So the things that we don't post on social media. Tuva, you had a good day the other day.
No, I didn't.
So Tuva actually food poisoned herself with her own pancakes. So how did that go?
So I made my own pancakes and I let them stay in the fridge for a whole day, because I think it would be good to have pancakes the other day. And so I made it the other day and I eat them, of course. And the next day after that day, I went out sailing, had a pretty good session until the last race when I started feeling pretty bad. But I only thought it was because I was seasick. And I think I make through this session. And then I just start sailing the race, and suddenly I just start throwing up.
Like, in the water. So I just saw her, like, not sailing, and I went up to her, like, hey, is everything fine? And she was like, no, I'm puking. And I was like, okay, we'll just try to go in, because that was their last race, so we were done with the session anyway. So on our way in, she also just sat down, and I was like, what's going on with this girl? So I went to her in the water, and suddenly I realized that I'm sailing in food. Like, in puke. And I was, like, so worried, because there is acid in puke, so I was like, what's going to happen to my foil? But eventually you got in, right?
Yeah, I got in, and when I got in, I found this bush, and I just start puking in it. And
yeah, she was basically laying on the sidewalk, like with her head in a bush, puking, and like people walking by were like, is she dead?
Yeah, it was actually a guy that came up to me and asked if he needed to call the police, and I was like, no, I'm okay.
Call the police? Yeah, I would rather call the ambulance, but it's okay, I guess.
So yeah, Hella was pretty nice. She take care of me, and I got home safe.
Yeah, you survived.
Yeah,
yeah. But the point is, we would never post this on social media or Instagram.
I don't know. I think like on social media, you always want to get your best side, like show your best side. So you only show when you're like training hard, looking good, and that's kind of annoying, actually. Like I think we should show more of our real life on social media.
Yeah, I think so.
Should we shake hands on that?
Yes, of course. I would actually like to post some ugly picture of myself. But I still don't want to do that because I want to look kind of pretty. Like, at least try to. But because you never know who's stalking you.
That's very true. But at the same time, I think people appreciate a little more realness in their feed. Yeah?
Yeah. For sure.
Actually, when we're home, we often bicycle to our home spot where our gear is and stuff. So we bicycle with our wetsuit on, and usually it's raining, so we're wearing like our hoods and stuff. So we look like seals, no joke, bicycling. And to get to our spot, we have to bicycle through this like huge mall. And like sometimes we're hungry, so we get inside the mall and we walk inside the mall like these seals, and just we don't care, we just enjoy life.
That's actually so true, because after you've been sailing, you're actually so hungry. It's like, okay, after you've been running, I'm not that hungry. I just want to like chill and drink some water. But after sailing, you're so hungry. And when you then, after the training, have to use 20 minutes to bicycle home, you obviously stop by the mall to bring some food on your way. And we're wet in our wetsuit and looking like seals. So, yeah.
And we smell. We also smell.
Yeah.
And we bring in like the half ocean in there. Like there's ponds after us.
And people are giving us these strange looks.
Yeah. Actually, I forgot about that. We actually do smell. The like wetsuits smell. Everyone who's have you been using wetsuits or are sailing or surfing or anything, they know that wetsuit smells anyway.
Sometimes we even fight when we're bicycling and we start fighting on the cycle. And
do you remember when
when we got pissed at each other, Hala?
Yeah, can you tell about that?
That's quite often. So do you remember like which time are we do you mean?
Okay, so sisters fight. We fight, and on our way home when we're tired and hungry, we tend to
fight
a bit more. So yeah, we usually like throw each other off the bikes and stuff.
I'm always pushing you into this bush.
And I fall into it every time.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. But you know, it's sister love.
Okay, so if you follow me on Instagram, you probably already know that I tend to break my equipment a bit. So
a bit.
When I was in Spain, in Tarifa, I broke my buttons. And okay, that one I posted. And then when I came here, my foil broke.
We posted that as well.
Yeah. But when I broke another pair of buttons down here in Tenerife, I did not post it. And that's because I got quite embarrassing about like ruining my equipment so often. I don't really know why, but yeah, you broke some buttons as well, Hella, didn't you? You didn't post that.
Nah, it's like, I don't know, it's embarrassing because like we're a bit shit at handling shore breaks.
I am a bit shit. I'm dying like in a really small shore break. I die every time.
I'm pretty good. I never broke anything.
Never anything?
Never.
Have you never broken anything?
Oh,
you
no.
You have for sure.
Oh, you made okay, I never
holes
broke
in my board.
Okay, then it was my board and I gave it to you. Duh. But.
And you broke my sail when okay. I was back home and you were here.
But. So, I never broke anything in the shore break. But I have broke when I'm underwater. And I have got really many nose cracks.
You guys even had to be saved from the shore break the other day.
Yeah, but that shore break was huge.
The same shore break I broke my buttons in.
Yeah.
That's quite funny, actually, because the shore break was so huge. And you were just standing, like, waiting for someone to help you.
We were just standing, like, just outside the shore break, like, we're never gonna get, like, do this alone. And I was thinking, okay, maybe we should go into another spot, or maybe we should just wait here until someone comes help and helps us.
We were standing there for like 20 minutes and waiting for someone.
And then our roomies came and saved us. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the conclusion is that most people are just average and most people have flaws. And our life on Instagram is not the life that we really live.
Yeah.
So most people are just average.
Yes, and like shit things happens all the time. So we find a solution.
Definitely. Everything doesn't need to be perfect all the time. Everyone has flaws. But it's good to know that you're not the only one out there with flaws. Like we all have them, especially we have lots of flaws. But yeah. our coach, Daddy Chris, came up with the concept called the shit bucks, and that has really helped us already a lot. And the concept is that you make a box that you cannot open, and if something like shitty happens, you just write it down and you read it out loud 3 times. Then you fold it 4 times, you put it in the box, and you smile for 5 seconds. Just sit down, smile, and yeah, I think it really helps. What do you think, Tuba?
Yeah, I think it really helped. It helped to me this day.
Yeah, we did it like an hour ago, so we do it quite often.
But how did you feel it helped? Like, in which kind of way?
I felt like I could put the shitty thing behind me, and that, and like sitting there smiling alone, staring into a wall for 5 seconds seemed a bit weird, but it kind of made me like, I don't know, what?
It felt like I could just move on.
Yeah, yeah. It's easier to move on.
Yeah, I've actually not tried the shitbox yet, but
we'll definitely make something shitty happen to you and you can try it.
Oh, I'll appreciate that one.
You're very welcome. I think this is it for the episode today. Thank you very much. We'll speak to you guys next week.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. That's good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.